See the conquering hero comes. Elated and victorious. To claim his prize. His Dixie dear. Who was looking tired, but glorious. Now Dixie had seen Sly Ginger's courage, how he'd risked his life. So when he took her paw and gingerly said, Dixie, please be my wife. She leapt for joy and danced with delight. Hairbells rang with all their might. Foxgloves clapped, tremendous applause. And Dixie whispered, I'm all yours. O romance, O truth, O love. Both foxes giddy with delight. And back to Wild Rose Wood they weave. For Sly was to play in a concert that night. Dusk settled on Wild Rose Wood. In the silence between the final caw of the restless rooks and the first dance of the flitting bats, came a sound to summon the beasts. A sound that harked back to the past, a sound that reached out to the future, a sound that held the present in the air. The sonorous tone of Sly Ginger's horn summoned the players. And they came. From Wild Rose Wood came sweet melodic notes that ran and skipped and twisted, twirled and danced. The audience sat, listening with delight, bewitched, transported, enraptured, and entranced. We'll be right back.